Welcome to Guy in a Tie. Bienvenidos con el chico con la corbata.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent music.
Yeah, we need some tuna shrills.
Presets. Use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude. Your whole life is preset. Try something new.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent.
The future will not be televised.
Okay, let's all be good little automaton droids and believe everything we hear on TV.
The future will not be broadcast.
You're only squawking about something. You got more static than the radio.
The future is in your earbuds.
Shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 79. Do you ever wish you could get two report cards? One for you, and the other just to show them. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 79. Thanks a lot for checking out the podcast. I really appreciate all the feedback, all the notes, all the emails, and thanks to you longtime subscribers for continuing to subscribe to Guy in a Tie. I'm a friendly middle school science teacher, friendly high school science teacher playing indie music while helping out my students with school and life. Yeah, I love indie music, and today I have five tracks that I just love. They're outstanding. I'm kind of impressed with the way the show is going to shape up. I just picked some tracks that I really like. Well, anyways, do you ever wish you could get two report cards? One, just to show you that you can do the math. You know, you got your A because you really like math. But the other, just to show them, just to show your parents, like, here, I got all Fs. You know, we all get frustrated with school. We all get frustrated with teachers. We all get ticked off at our parents, friends. And it's tempting to fall back into that trap of, I'll show my parents. Well, that's today's Guy in a Tie, School's in Session. But before we get to that, I want to bring to you a really cool hip-hop rap band out of Oakland, California. It's called Shogun by the group Prince Ali, and they're off the CD Cornerstone Ensemble, and it's hip-hop, and I like it, and I hope you guys do too, because you know, sometimes I do feel like a prince with Father's Day just passing. I love Father's Day more than I love my birthday, so sometimes I feel like a prince, and I'm bringing to you Prince Ali. Hope you guys dig.
Shogun, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, throw them like he own one, no one. Fight like I'm steady on a mic. Broadcast daggers, let it echo while they clapping. Shogun, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, throw them like he own one, no one. Fight like I'm steady on a mic. Broadcast daggers, let it echo while they clapping.
Live from the laboratory, no guts, no glory. Cousin collabal, a couple of kudos. Proper dudes for the two of those dudes dipping through the stack. Popping blue collar raps, minute work put on your hard hat. Curb service, street purpose, Boulevard Academy Avenue, academics, crosswalk, wisdom. Boss talk business, floss Los Angeles digits. A rolling stone gathers no moss. I keep it moving like a gypsy on a horse, but of course I stop and smell the roses. Sniffing cherry blossoms, sliding down a concrete slalom. Staying in my column, stop like dippers, no problem for the skipper. Fishing in my SS minnow, sharp as a tack, goggled up in bottleneck traffic. Still banging demos out of habit. It's the age of internet, still pressing the plastic.
Shogun, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, throw them like he own one, no one. Fight like I'm steady on a mic. Broadcast daggers, let it echo while they clapping. Shogun, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, throw them like he own one, no one. Fight like I'm steady on a mic.
I'm not shysty and far from a good crook. I still drop science like the anarchist cookbook. Wiretaps, binoculars, undercover cops and cars. Monitor my fight club and wonder who the fuck we are. You renegade poets, grenade holding thespians. Pull the pin out, bet you troglodytes respect me then. You strictly cookie cutter, I'm gutter and utterly starving. I'm like a Martian with his ray gun marching to the White House, his lights out. Give me a target, I hop to it, pop to it. Anything starting to look like it might make a move. That's what the experience like. You wanna tame angle, who's on the mic? Clearly I'm tight, unfadable, breaking news, play the blues. Oakland's be taking crews out, let me lace your boots. Swing ridiculous, similar to Jack Nicholas or the Champ Ali, you can't figure us out.
Sugar, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, Buddha, like he on one, no one. Fight like I'm steady, wanna mic him. Broadcast backers, let him echo while they clapping. Sugar, y'all don't really know him. Bogart, Evans, Buddha, like he on one, no one. Fight like I'm steady, wanna mic him. Broadcast backers, let him echo while they clapping.
Music. Stuck on the train, just a stop away from where she waits, and it's driving me crazy. I wish she would stay long enough for me to get in her way, so she'll notice me. Oh, why you don't fall in love with me? I'm climbing the walls that you can't see, and I'd do anything to make you want me. I'll never let you know. That's on the page, 'cause it's raining like crazy. But hey, anyway, if I had the nerve to follow through, you know how good we would be. Why you fall in love with me? I'm climbing the walls that you can't see, and I do anything. I'll never let you know. So fall in love with me. I want you to fall in love. When this train stops, I'll roll up my sleeves, grab your heart, and I won't.
So there you have it, two really good tracks. That last track was by Holtz. Leaving New York is the name of the CD, and the track was called Fall in Love with Me. And I made a little link on gynetai.com where you guys can go and purchase that, or at least just check out the little bio on Holtz if you're interested. But that first one was by Prince Ali out of Oakland, California, Shogun. You guys can get that CD, Corner Ensemble, at cdbaby.com. So two really good tracks to start off Gynetai. So thanks a lot for checking out gynetai.com. I really, really appreciate it. And thanks for all the feedback on the music tracks. And you guys did like Bittersweet. So I'm going to play a track of theirs next week. I'm just going to figure out which one I like, and I'll put it together. So thanks a lot for the feedback. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things going on this summer. I guess the first thing at the top of my list is the no-hitter by Justin Verlander of the Detroit Tigers. How cool is that? And the second thing that's at the top of my list is Kellogg's. Kellogg's Cereal Company. Yes, right here in Battle Creek, Michigan. They finally have reduced the amount of calories and sugar that they put in their cereal. So, yay! Congrats! It only took them to be sued by the Supreme Court and, you know, have a Supreme Court decision finally. But nevertheless, our food that we eat in the breakfast is a little bit healthier in the morning. Make sure you drink it with milk. Get all those vitamins. Because, you know, Mr. Bradley, guy in a tie, is moving to Skyline High School. And he's heading up the Health and Medicine Magnet. Okay, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie or TV show they are from. Hey, it goes by pretty fast, so make sure you guys take notes. And as always, you guys, no betting and no jumping over a cliff. Number one.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Number two.
Yes, and I'd have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dogs.
Number three.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Number four.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Number five.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Number six.
I'm looking over a tree leaf clover. Did I overlook the three?
So at the end of the podcast, I'll give you the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Wasn't too tough, I don't think. Anyways, the next track I'm going to play is called Back in Time, and it's off the CD Never or Now, and it's by Lisa Scott Lee. And you guys know Lisa. She was on the MTV TV show, Lisa Scott. You know, after being filmed by the MTV camera for almost a year, filming what's it called, Totally Scott Lee, the new reality TV show about her life, about her love, her career, this is the new release that came about after that TV show. So I got it here. I'm Guy in a Tie. It's called Back in Time.
I can't prepare.
So welcome to Guy in a Tie Schools in Session. Be careful to avoid the I'll show you trap. A friend shared with me a story about a teen named Sean who was angry with his parents. He wanted to teach them a lesson or get back at them in some way. He thought the best way to do it would be to fail his math class. He felt that this would show him because both of his parents were high school math teachers. The problem was he actually liked math and was really good at math. My friend offered the following solution. She asked him, "Is it possible to go ahead and try hard in class and then convince your school to give you two report cards, one with your real grade and one with an F? That way you get it both ways, a good grade for yourself and a failed grade for your parents." The kid, Sean, laughed so hard and thought it was such a great idea that he got the point. The point, of course, is that all of us get frustrated. When we do, it's tempting to become vindictive and fall into the, quote, I'll show you trap. The problem is, it really is a trap because it's self-destructive. It's true that Sean would have shocked and disappointed his parents. Yet he, not his parents, was the one who ultimately would have had to pay the price. He would have created tons of catch-up work for himself and greatly reduced his long-term options for his life after high school. All of us have made this mistake, but that doesn't mean it's a good idea. I knew a young woman in high school who loved to sing. She would not be in the choir, however, because she was determined to show her parents. I'd bet any amount of money that today, looking back, she wishes she hadn't been so stubborn and had joined the choir. I know it's tough when you're mad. It is for me too. It's tempting to lash out and prove a point. And if you can take a step back and avoid this trap, you may be able to prevent your own goals and passions from being destroyed or adversely affected. You actually get a ton of satisfaction in knowing that you're too strong to fall for this one. You'll get the last laugh after all. This is Guy in a Tie doing the Guy in a Tie thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Guy in a Tie thing. So hey, that was Schools in Session. A Guy in a Tie. I love doing the Guy in a Tie thing. Two report cards. Man, sometimes you need three report cards. One for yourself, getting all the A's. One for your parents, just to take them off. That's what you're after. Hopefully you're not vindictive like that. And one to just show your friends, because I know a lot of you just, you do the homework, but you keep it in your locker because you don't want to show your friends that you're smart. So maybe you can show a third one to show that you really are getting like D's and E's. Although really, you know, you're getting A's. That'd be pretty cool. I should ask my counselor to do that at our school. But anyways, Dub 9. I like this band, Dub 9. They're out of Birmingham, Great Britain. It is a reggae band. And this guy in their band, he's like a singing family. He's like a singer-songwriter. He's been on the BBC and the radio. This is Dub 9 with his track called Urban Life. It's reggae, and I love it. This is Guy in a Tie, the best in free and independent music.
Born on what nine black sea, artificial life. The tears and their fears, who knows what will be my plight. We all go there somewhere where we all must learn. Let the truth be told.
Have you seen the stars tonight?
in my urban life.
Ooh, have you heard the sound of silence?
Tonight, another drunken heart.
So hey, that was Urban Life by Dub9, featuring this beautiful girl named Yasuko. And I liked it a lot because this collaboration between Dub9 and Yasuko, Urban Life, reflects diversity of culture and musical background, kind of a contrast of styles and a content between the stark realities of city life and the tranquility of coastal life. So that was Dub9 off their CD, Dub9. Off the band, the record label Dub Transmissions, and I put a little link there for you. I think it's just an EP right now. There's only three tracks. There's Urban Life, then there's Urban Life, which is kind of like an Urban Life mix, and then there's a Chill Out mix. So they're all about 3 minutes long. I really, really like them.
In my urban
So it's now time for the clicker challenge. So I'll give you the answers after I play the first set without the answer. So good luck. Here is the clicker challenge. Check your notes. Number one.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Number two.
Yes, and I'd have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dog.
Number three.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Number four.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Number five.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Number six.
I'm looking over a three-leaf clover. Did I overlook the three?
So here are the answers for the clicker challenge. Good luck. Number one, Bart Simpson.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Number two, Scooby-Doo.
Yes, and I'd have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dog.
Number three, King of the Hill.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Number four, the Flintstones, Fred Flintstone.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Number five, Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Number six, Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc?
I'm looking over a three-leaf clover. Did I overlook the three?
All right, so now here we are. The last track of today's Guy in a Tie podcast. So once again, thanks a lot for all the feedback. I really, really appreciate it. And if you got time, go on Guy in a Tie website. On the right side is a little voicemail. Just leave me the little voicemail message. Just click the little leave a message and say hi. Tell me about all the great things you've done this summer, what you're hoping to do this summer, and like some cool stuff I can do with my kids. So, this last track is called, man, it's called 99%, but the band's name is called Mooney Suzuki. And I like this a lot because the main guy in here, let's just say this. The band, they put out all these flyers. This one guy put out all these flyers. I need a new guitarist for my amazing band. I need a new drummer for this band. And so basically, he had never done a band before, and he just put out all these flyers. He got these people together, and as it turns out, he was a songwriter. And he put together some amazing tracks. So this one is called 99%, and they have a reputation for explosive and cathartic live performances. So hope you guys dig it. Mooney Suzuki. Mooney Suzuki. Mooney Suzuki.
And just the best is the big tension. Oh,
thanks for checking out today's Guy in a Tie podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoyed the tracks today. I really like the way today's podcast shaped up. It was just fun. Five new tracks for me, little diversity for you, and some new music that you wouldn't normally hear on the radio. Remember, they're independent tracks. I can't play the stuff that's on the radio. I'd get sued. So that's why I search the podosphere for new and independent bands. So be careful to avoid the "I'll show you" trap. Quote, "I'll show you." Because seriously, I know it's tough when you're mad. It is for me too. It's tempting to lash out and prove a point. Yet if you can take a step back and avoid this trap, you may be able to prevent your own goals and passions from being destroyed or adversely affected. And you definitely don't want that. You want your goals and your passions to move forward. You'll actually get a ton of satisfaction in knowing that you're too strong to fall for this one of the "I'll show you" trap. And you'll get the last laugh after all. This is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.